mean that. They cannot mean that. Like, Muslims. They have to explain.
Good evening, Proggers, and welcome to the Progressive Track Show, which is broadcast on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and on the internet from London, England, on Progzilla Radio at progzilla.com. Such chilling world events these days. North Korean detonations, election silliness, government cover-ups, Russian interference, action, reaction, non-action, China hacking, deleted files, misrepresentation. It's all here for our consideration as we try to go about our daily lives. And now it's even permeated the Progressive Track Show. So tonight we'll showcase some tunes to make you think about where we are at the present. If you want to, of course. Classic track first tonight. Most of you will know this one. Oh, and I'm sorry, did I forget to mention conquest, war, famine, and death?
Thank you.
See, nothing's really new here. That was Aphrodite's Child with The Four Horsemen from their absolute classic 666 album from way back in 1970. Wow, has it been that long? But what a great track, and what a great album. Now hopefully we're not at the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse level in 2016, but doesn't it seem that things are accelerating in a downward spiral? It sure does to me.
This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system serving the Fort Wayne area. WOWO received this emergency announcement just moments ago. We have to verify, we did verify the special message code, and this is an emergency action. Information.
a little experimental post-metal prog for your consideration from OSI, the Office of Strategic Influence, from their fourth album called Fire Bring Thunder, and that track was Cold Call. And in case you were wondering, that was Gavin Harrison on drums. You're listening to Mike with the Progressive Track Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. And this show is now syndicated by Progzilla Radio in the UK. Sweet.
Hi, everybody. This is Thomas Bodine from the Flower Kings. You're listening to Progzilla Radio.
The information age and the lack of controls, or at least the lack of understanding of consequences, is leading us into new territory, and there are many specific instances. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a brand new tune from Peter Gabriel called The Veil, which will appear in the upcoming movie about Edward Snowden.
Thank you.
That was a brand new Peter Gabriel single called The Veil, which will appear in the upcoming movie about Edward Snowden. New Gabriel is good Gabriel in my book. Oh, and that's available through iTunes. Remember the MV Seawall disaster in 2014? That's the South Korean ferry that sank, killing over 300 young students. And remember the government's denial of culpability and their inaction? Well, I'm going to play my first prog tune ever from South Korea, from a great group called Jambanai. And it recreates the disaster as a protest against the Korean government's handling of this tragedy. It's called They Keep Silence.
Thank you.
was intense. Breathtakingly effective, wouldn't you say? That was John Bonai with They Keep Silence from their new release called A Hermitage, about the South Korean government's mismanagement of the tragic MV Sewol ferry disaster. That's post-rock of the highest order, and a great melding of modern rock and traditional Korean instruments. So tonight we're exploring songs depicting the trials of our very complex world situation on the Progressive Track Show. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rocking community radio station. I'm Mike, your purveyor of doom. Hey, it's not that bad now, is it? Or is it?
Coming at you from a broom cupboard in deepest, darkest England, you're listening to Progzilla.
So despite the uncertainty and manipulation and deceit, the human spirit has continued to prevail. This is Deep Stare from the Czech Republic with Words of Wisdom from their debut EP called Triplet.
We'll be right back. prepare to fight. We have no choice, cause he owns the light. It's starting to burn, we're nowhere near broken. Turning to man, the door is wide open. So, this is our fate, and now how we live. Our life in a cage, just trying to forgive our pain. We live without fear, we're finally free.
It runs into infinity, surrounded by silence, constantly depressed. We've reached the point of no return. Yeah, born to suffer, born to sacrifice everything. They put us to the test, and it's so hard to resist and stay. In spite of our human race, our inflexibility, we'll ride this thing till the bitter end.
Bit of positive there for you. Words of Wisdom, a tune from the Czech Republic's progressive metalers, Deep Stare. That's one of three tunes from their debut EP of last year called Triplet. Now I have an ulterior motive for playing some Deep Stare tonight, and that is I wanted to announce that Deep Stare have just added a couple of vocalists to their stable. Czech rock opera veteran Adriana Petrova and metal vocalist Jane Oksanen from Finland. When I first met this impressive band, I commented that vocals would be the next step forward for them. And after a long search, they are indeed heading out to produce a full album with some great vocalists. So stay tuned for that, progheads. I like this band a lot. You're listening to Mike with the Progressive Track Show on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington. And this show is now syndicated by Progzilla Radio in the UK. Sweet.
Hey there, this is Tony from Prog Watch and 101 Dimensions. Well, we've turned another page on the 2016 calendar and it is September now, so you know what that means? It's time to open voting in the next time period covered by our 50 years of Prog Poll. This month we are voting for the best progressive rock albums from the years 1987 to 1996. The results shows will be broadcast in October. Oh, and don't forget to look for the results shows for the previous period, 1977 to 1986, later this month. Said shows will be hosted by none other than the lovely Emma Roebuck. So go vote and keep your eyes and ears peeled for announcements on those results shows. Speaking of results shows, if you missed the first two covering the period 1967 to 1976, the ones that were hosted by my friend Andrew Wild, you can catch them online at Andrew Wild, that's all one word, A-N-D-R-E-W-W-I-L-D, .progzilla.com. And remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.
So the circle is round, and thus I will end the show as it began. This is a great epic cover of The Four Horsemen by Englishman John Bassett, more specifically John's project called Arcade Messiah. Now this cover originally was only available on a vinyl psychedelic box set through the Fuit de Mer label. Well, that particular set sold out in one day, which left me hanging, until John put this tune on as a bonus track on his Arcade Messiah 2 physical CD release, which I snagged immediately, and you're about to hear why. This is The Four Horsemen, done Arcade Messiah style, on Progressive Tracks. Thank you. dynamite stuff to finish this apocalyptic edition of the Progressive Track Show. That, of course, was a remake of the classic Aphrodite's Child tune, The Four Horsemen, by John's Arcade Messiah Project. Ah, yes, I do love John Bassett's style. That's available through Bandcamp, but only if you get the physical CD. So who knows if we'll be here next week, but if we are, I hope you'll take the time to join me here on KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio for more of the best in progressive rock. Until we meet again, this is Mike urging you, as always, to be prepared and to prog on. Have a safe week.